Your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Ample sunshine expected today with highs around 59. Northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 33 tonight. 60 tomorrow. Temperatures a bit above average Friday and Saturday with highs from the low 50s to the mid 60s. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 45.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. U.S. Congresswoman Charisse Davids from the 3rd Congressional District of Kansas has officially had two of her bills move past the House of Representatives and over to the chamber of the U.S. Senate for further approval. As according to the Congresswoman's press office, they say for the second time this month, a bipartisan business development bill has officially cleared the U.S. House. After being worked on in a bipartisan manner with the Republican from Missouri, Congressman Mark Alford, to assist U.S. veterans with identification of the challenges that are tied with starting a business and accessing programs created to expand companies and add jobs. In a statement from David, she said veterans have the skills and dedication to build successful small businesses, but they need better support when transitioning from service to entrepreneurship. In other news, a sorority at Kansas State University has announced they will be hosting a 5K philanthropy run in the month of March, as Gamma Delta chapter of Kappa Delta Chi sorority will be hosting the philanthropy run and community event, raising funds for the American Cancer Society.
Hey, Shocker fans, the 2025 Wichita State baseball season is upon us, and season tickets are available now. Following last year's conference championship run, the Shockers continue their pursuit of a championship and NCAA tournament appearance in year two of head coach Brian Green. See what all the new hype around Shocker baseball is about by securing your season tickets for as little as $75 now at goshockers.com/tickets or by calling 316-978-FANS.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe, put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Lieutenant Governor of Kansas and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said that he was pleased with the turnout for the first ever weekend job fair that Kansas Works had hosted this past weekend for those who need assistance and looking for new careers in the state. In a statement from the Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce, he says, quote, in Kansas, the job opportunities, regardless of industry, are limitless. As our first ever weekend job fair, I encourage anyone who is actively searching or considering a new career to take advantage of these new opportunities and see what companies across the state have to offer. The virtual job fair did allow anyone searching for new positions to fill out applications, along with chatting live with different companies and do interviews virtually with the participating employers. The virtual job fair also had different features as well, with information for job seekers, along with training videos, a list of participating employers, and channeling for attendees to register and log in. According to Toland, he says because it was such a great success, Kansas Works is planning on doing another one throughout the year. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska State Legislature have officially proposed Legislative Bill 338, where they say they are working with the state of Florida in order to increase protections of individuals when it comes to shielding personal information, including life, disability, and long-term care from insurance companies. According to the legislature, they say they are working to build on the Federal Genetic Information Non-Discrimination Act of 2008 that already prohibits the collection of genetic information and certain family histories from being used to determine or deny health insurance coverage. But they say, however, that life insurance and disability insurance, along with different long-term care insurance, has been carved out and excluded from those protections. According to some lawmakers, they say that the screening should not be any different than a colonoscopy or stress test for someone's heart, and that insurance companies should be happy with someone who wants to take care of themselves, saying it's monitoring your health, and that shouldn't be held against you. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and unanimously approved resolutions regarding longevity pay and procurement policies. Tyler Holloman with Frontier Development Group met to outline the development project for commercial buildings on the Kester Block. Design continues with plans for 12 upper floor residential units, which would be elevator accessible. The plans are being reviewed by the State Historic Office, and a community development block grant has been submitted, which would help fund improvements of commercial space on the Kester Block. Other grants have been submitted and are also pending approval. A hearing for a Rural Housing Incentive District proposal was set for April 14th at 7 p.m. at Marysville City Hall. A draft of a charter ordinance related to appointment of certain city officers was presented, which would call for mayoral appointment with council approval for municipal judge, chief of police, city clerk, and city attorney. Others may be appointed as deemed necessary by the council and mayor. The draft remains under consideration and would repeal some current ordinances affected. A draft of an ordinance relating to animals, including keeping of chickens within city limits, was discussed. Several council members reported receiving constituent contacts regarding the issue. Washington County Fair Board has announced the theme for this summer's event is Welcome to Faradise, with activities running July 16th through the 20th. Nemahal County Conservation District annual awards were presented earlier this month, with soil conservation awards to TMS and Hobbs Farms. Kinkle Family Trust was Grassland Award winner. Roki Family won the Energy Award. Bob and Sherry Dieters won the Windbreak Award. And Bill Brannon the Wildlife Award. Nemahal County landowners, with conservation work needed, should contact Nemahal County Conservation District Office to discuss resource concerns and apply for 2026 funding, available starting July 1st this year. Sign-up period begins March 3rd. Funding is available through the State Water Plan for various conservation practices. Kansas Department of Agriculture Division of Conservation recently updated its cost share program with a statewide practice list and payment schedule. Gage County Township Board of Supervisors meeting will be held Thursday, February 27th, 7 p.m. at the Legion in Beatrice. Your news on your time, a podcast of the morning and midday news blocks, available Monday through Friday at our website, kndyradio.com, and on our social media. Bernice M. Hyman, age 88, of Baileyville, passed away Sunday. Mass of Christian burial Friday, 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church, Baileyville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday at 2 and at 7 p.m. at the Lauer Funeral Home in Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Bernice Hyman. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, a hamburger, baked beans, coleslaw, lettuce and pickle, and apricots. Tomorrow, Monterey chicken, scalloped potatoes, beets, and applesauce. KNDY News Time is 7:12.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Laissez le bon temps l'oreille. Join the Marshall County Arts Cooperative for the Mardi Gras Masquerade Saturday, March 1st at Venue 36 in Marysville. Start your evening with an authentic Cajun dinner featuring gumbo, baguettes, and more from 5 p.m. until 6:30. Enjoy live jazz from the Gatsby Jazz Quartet from 6:30 until 8:30 before hitting the dance floor with DJ Tunes until 11:30. Dress to impress for your chance to be crowned King or Queen of Mardi Gras. Play the bead game for a chance to win prizes, and don't miss out on King Cake and more fun activities. Tickets will be $20 at the door, but will be limited, or get yours in advance by stopping at the One Marysville office at 617 Broadway Street or texting 785-859-4260 for tickets. Enjoy a night of New Orleans-inspired fun with the Marshall County Arts Cooperative Mardi Gras Masquerade Saturday, March 1st.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny and breezy today with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s, northwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. And clear skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Still staying sunny throughout Thursday with our highs in the lower to mid 60s, and mostly clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Sunshine throughout Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 60s, and partly cloudy skies over Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. More sunshine still likely throughout Saturday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s, and mostly clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Some sunshine throughout Sunday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Sunday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Partly sunny skies throughout Monday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Some rain Monday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Rain showers are possible throughout Tuesday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late February 49, record high on this date 78. The average low 25 and the record low 12 below zero. Sunset this evening 6:16, sunrise in the morning at 7:04. It's 45 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 26th of February. KNDY News Time is 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Dr. Brittany here with Marysville Dental Care, where your family's health is our top priority. Dr. Zach, our team, and I are the family dental home you've always been looking for.
Our comprehensive dental care is designed to serve all of your dental needs. Whether it's a routine cleaning, braces, or cosmetic work, we provide the highest quality of care with a comfortable experience. Visit our office across from the Marysville Courthouse or go to MarysvilleDentalCare.com to schedule a visit.
Have the smile you've always wanted with our team by your side.
MHS alumni, it's time to reunite. The Black and Red Social is happening on March 29th, and you are invited. Whether you graduated last year or decades ago, this event is for you. Good food, great company, and the Bulldog spirit await. Plus, get a quick update on some of the alumni board's effort to make alumni events even better. Get a table for eight for $200. Tickets available until March 21st. Visit our Facebook page or mail payment to P.O. Box 305, Marysville, Kansas. For questions, contact me, Ben Thrum, at 785-713-1780.
Spotlight on Hollywood. Good morning. I'm Jay Reynolds. Luka Doncic and the Lakers pulling out a win at home over Dallas last night. 107-99. Doncic a triple-double in his first game against the Mavs.
Sometimes I don't know what I was doing. I'm just glad it's over, honestly.
LA now 7-2 since the trade. Warriors are 6-1 since landing Jimmy Butler. They blow out the Hornets with a 36-point win. Cavs top Orlando by 40, Cleveland's eighth straight win. Celtics 111-101 over the Raptors. Bucks fall in Houston 100-97. Pelicans rally from down 19 and beat the Spurs. Grizzlies in overtime can pass the Suns 151-148, 299 combined points, most in the NBA this season. From college, Georgia upends third-ranked Florida. Bulldogs improving their position for a potential tournament bid. Ninth-ranked Iowa State falls at Oklahoma State 74-68. Second-ranked Duke by 37 over Miami. Duke has won 16 of its 17 conference games. Number 5 Tennessee gets past LSU 65-59. Sixth-ranked Alabama blows out Mississippi State by 38. Missouri by 30 over South Carolina. Marquette a 30-point win over Providence. On the ice, Capitals lose to the Flames, but in the loss...
There's the shot, he scores, and it's Alex Ovechkin! On the left side, he crossed up Ladar on a shot from the office! That's what they came to see! It's goal 883!
Caps Radio Network, Ovechkin now 12 shy of becoming the all-time leading scorer. The WNBA's all-time leading scorer is Diana Taurasi. Yesterday, she announced her retirement. Three-time champ with the Mercury, three-time collegiate champ at UConn, six-time gold medalist with Team USA. Football, the Ravens say the allegations against kicker Justin Tucker are serious and concerning. Bengals say they'll make Ja'Marr Chase the highest-paid non-quarterback. Eagles say their proposal to ban the tush-push is insulting and unfair.
If you've been waiting to hear Macy's winter clearance, now's the time. Get everything you've been eyeing all season long at prices that are worth the wait. How good? Think 40 to 70% off coats, sweaters, boots, and more. Plus, come in and get an extra 20% off all your clearance purchases. That's up to 75% off. So if you've been waiting to treat yourself to something cute and cozy, hurry into Macy's now, because you're not the only one ready to score amazing winter deals. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a walk-up with central air and a skylight, and you found it. Now, every Friday night, you get to fall asleep to the sound of your downstairs neighbor's dance parties. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
1A Substate basketball tip-offs continue Tuesday with the Frankfort boys advancing past Onega in our feature game 64-31. The Cats meet Bishop Seabury Monday. Washington County boys' season came to an end, falling to Rural Vista 82-57. Centralia boys lost to Blue Valley 55-52, while Lynn topped Center 73-36 to advance to Monday's tip-off at second seed Axtell, who had a bye, along with top seed Hanover Byes, who had a bye and will host Victoria Monday. High school teams take a night off with 2A, 3A first-round games Thursday and Friday this week. Marysville girls tip off at Haven Thursday evening at 7, with the MHS boys Friday at Anthony Hopper Chaparral. Both games live on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1. Valley Heights boys at Valley Falls Thursday. Lady Mustangs host Jeff County North on Friday. That live broadcast on KNDY FM 95.5. A send-off for Marysville Wrestling, bound for the state tournament, planned Thursday afternoon at 1:45, with two boys and three girls qualifying for state. Kansas State men's basketball tonight will join pregame in progress following our evening news block, with tip-off set for 6 p.m.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. A downbeat report on consumer confidence left investors in a selling mood Tuesday. The S&P gave up 0.5% on the day. The NASDAQ lost 1.3%. The Dow Jones managed a 160-point gain to close at 43,621. Dock workers on the East and Gulf Coasts have approved a new six-year contract that includes a 62% pay raise. Members of the International Longshoremen's Association went on strike in October, but have been working under a temporary contract. After a steep decline in earnings last year, Stellantis is predicting a return to revenue growth this year. The parent to Jeep, Dodge, and Fiat posted a net profit in 2024 of $5.8 billion, a 70% drop from 2023. McDonald's is vowing to toe the line on soaring egg prices. The company's chief impact officer was on LinkedIn Tuesday teasing, quote, $1 Egg McMuffins in the app this Sunday. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Be prepared for this planting season with Cottage Hill Ag Supplies Spring Planter Clinic March 6th at their location south of Waterville on Thursday, March 6th from 1:30 p.m. until 3:30. Covered will be planter maintenance practices and proper planter setup for a successful planting season, as well as a full dive into the precision planting lineup offered at Cottage Hill Ag Supply. Call Darren at 785-363-6101 or visit Cottage Hill Ag Supply on Facebook for more information.
Good Wednesday morning. Sam's back with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, just a quick recap from yesterday, as we saw generally mixed today pretty much across the board. That included the grains and the oil seeds. Kind of a mixed finish to the day. Also mixed in the livestock. Cattle markets did decent. February live cattle finished up 60 cents to 199.50. April up 62 to 195.72. Triple digit gains for the feeder cattle. March feeders up 192 to 274.22. April up 177 to 273.80. Into the hogs, though, this was the one low spot. We saw April lean hogs drop 82 cents down to 86.57. May down 90 at $90.60 per hundredweight. All right, through the grains and the oil seeds now. Again, yesterday it was a generally mixed finish to the day, as we see Chicago spring Kansas City wheat all a couple cents lower this morning. March Kansas City wheat's down 2 at 589 and 3 quarters. May down 1 and a quarter at 604 and a quarter cent. Oats had a huge day yesterday, giving up just a little bit of the gains. March oats down 2 and 3 quarters at 371 and a quarter. Into the row crops now, corn a bit weaker. March corn down half a cent at 479 and a quarter. May down a half to 493 and 3 quarter cent. Soybeans also lower, with March beans down 6 and a quarter at 1025. May down 6 and a quarter at 1042 and a half. March soybean meal down 180 to 292. And soy oil down 12 at 4532. Cotton's also a bit weaker. March cotton down a point at 65.95. Into the energy markets now, there's crude oil down 14 at 68.79. Unleaded gas is down half a cent at 195 a gallon. Heating oil down 3 at 235, and natural gas also a bit weaker. The March contract down 2 at 414. Into the metals now, we see some positive movement, as we see April gold now up $8.50 at $2,927.30 per ounce. March silver's up 25 cents at $32.07 per ounce. And lastly, we see the dollar index on the rise. The March U.S. dollar up 25 points at 106.485. Sam's back on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Do you suffer from numbness, tingling, burning, or cramping in your feet, hands, or legs? Midwest Pain Relief Center is effectively treating many cases with these exact symptoms, helping patients find relief without endless medications. If you're someone who deals with any of these symptoms, our program could be the answer you're looking for. Call today to schedule a consultation at 620-478-2878. That's 620-478-2878. You can visit our website at MidwestPainReliefCenter.com. Midwest Pain Relief Center, preserving joints and restoring lives.
Over 60 years of experience in the seed business, folks. That's Kaufman Seeds.
Kaufman Seeds Corn 662 is a 113-day Tricepta hybrid that excels in central Kansas and has consistent performance on dryland and irrigated acres. 662 has very good roots and stalks and has an average ear size of 16 to 18 kernels.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2836.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Simply hunting predators to lower populations as a preemptive control strategy may not be the most efficient management method for producers wanting to protect their livestock. K-State wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts says ranchers have many non-lethal control methods for predation that save time. He shares how to non-fatally regulate predators.
Carcass disposal, that's really important. Fencing is another important one. So especially for small ruminant producers, we want to have good fences that exclude predators but also keep our livestock in. So woven wire fences with small squares, not the really big stuff. It's cheaper. But, you know, if you've got 12-inch wide openings that are 6 inches tall, a coyote can squirt right through that. We want the smaller openings. There are some really good designs for electrified fencing as well. Coyotes and other predators. Predators can climb over fence. So if you're trying to achieve 100% exclusion, we want to have a hot wire on top potentially, or have a fence that's tall enough that they can't climb it.
He continues discussing fencing and offers prevention avenues.
Digging under is something that is likely going to happen, but we can use those crawl under spots where coyotes dig under fences to catch the coyotes that are coming in and causing a problem. So if you do have that happen, don't plug those holes. Call me and I'll come out and I'll show you how to target those coyotes that are coming in and out and causing your problem. guardian animals can be very, very effective and very, very useful. So here we're typically talking about lots and lots of different breeds of guard dogs, but there's also llamas and donkeys. Which one of those is your best fit depends on your operation. Especially for small ruminant producers, night penning is one of the most commonly overlooked but most effective ways to exclude predation. And that's something that we definitely need to do more of in some sorts of production settings.
Ricketts explains how to deter another common predator.
If we're thinking about black vultures, then we're going to have to haze them. We can't, they're a protected species federally, and so we can't just go out and shoot all the black vultures that are causing a problem. And so it's going to be a combination of using things like pyrotechnics or noise-making devices, and then also hanging some fake dead vultures around. And that combination does a good job of dispersing those vultures and getting them away from the critters that they're causing problems with.
That was Drew Ricketts, K-State Wildlife Specialist on Non-Lethal Predator Control. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Marysville Livestock will feature a sale on Thursday. Early consignments welcome, and consignment listings are on their webpage, marysvillelivestock.com. Tune tomorrow morning for early consignment listings on KNDY.
In the garden, imperfect plants are sometimes the perfect solution. We will explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Have you ever tried to buy gold and silver and felt like you were talking to a used car salesman? That's because the precious metals industry is like the Wild West. Salesmen can say pretty much anything or make any promise they want without repercussion. But Genesis Gold Group is different. They're a faith-driven Christian precious metals company and believe in educating their customers, not pressuring them for a quick sale. Genesis Gold Group focuses on customer service, not sleazy marketing. Genesis Gold Group is named after the first book of the Bible for a reason. Proper stewardship of wealth is their specialty. Find out why they've earned a 5 out of 5 rating through the Better Business Bureau and how they can help you secure your wealth or retirement through physical precious metals. Call right now to learn more.
800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. That's 800-603-5815.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, February 26th, the 57th day of the year. Olympic swimmer Jenny Thompson and country singer Johnny Cash were both born on this day. If you're sketching out lawn and garden plans, here are some things to keep in mind if springtime allergies are a concern. Generally, more brightly colored flowers, which are pollinated by insects, are less allergenic. Their sticky pollen is less apt to go airborne, and you might consider so-called imperfect plants. That means they lack male and female parts and the ability to self-pollinate. Since only male characteristics produce pollen, your nose should have no quarrel with female varieties. Spice bushes, American hollies, and many begonias fit that description. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more gardening advice online at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 44 degrees with sunshine. We'll look for highs around 60 for today.
Tim's back with your latest Mid-America Sports Network update, as it was L. Evans and Reagan Williams combining for 44 points to lead the Kansas Jayhawks on the women's basketball court to a 71-66 win over BYU last night. Evans finished with 24, hitting 7-12 field goals and 4 3-pointers, giving her 69 on the season. Evans is now tied for second in school history for the most made threes in a single season. Up next for the Lady Jayhawks, Oklahoma State comes to Lawrence 3 p.m. on the 2nd of March. And now over to Kansas State men's basketball. There's a big matchup tonight. They try to get back on the winning stretch. 3-game losing streak in the rearview mirror as they will tip off at 6 p.m. tonight on the road against UCF. And the basketball tournament, TBT, the 64-team $1 million winner-take-all event, announced yesterday that Wichita will serve as one of the regional locations for the 2025 event hosted by Wichita State University. Aftershocks, the WSU alumni team, will return as the featured team in the 18 Wichita Regional. The 2025 Regional will be played July 18th through the 23rd.
Hey, K-State fans, single-game tickets for all 23 home games of the 2025 K-State baseball season are on sale now.
Order your tickets today and make plans to catch the Wildcats in action this spring as they build on last year's 35 wins, regional championship, and super regional appearance. To purchase tickets, call 1-800-221-2287 or visit kstatesports.com. We can't wait to see you in Poynton.
The Frankfort boys punched their ticket to second round action of the Class 1A Division 1 Centralia Substate with a dominating 64-31 win over Onega. It was a tight contest in the first quarter with Frankfort leading 16-14. The defense was the name of the game for Frankfort in the second half as they outscored Onega 18-2 in the third quarter and 13-4 in the fourth quarter to win this one, running away 64-31. Senior Jackson Coulterman for the Onega Buffaloes pitched in 14 points, but his season ends with a loss as it was a cool 20 points from senior Carter Olson for the Frankfort Wildcats. Junior Wes Anderson pitched in 16 and senior Ty Smith pitched in 11 as, again, Frankfort boys move on to second round action where they will take on Bishop Seabury Monday night at 7 p.m. Frankfort winning 64-31. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I am Max Pulaski.
1A Substate basketball tip-offs continue Tuesday with the Frankfort boys advancing past Onega in our feature game 64-31. The Cats meet Bishop Seabury Monday. Washington County boys' season came to an end, falling to Rural Vista 82-57. Centralia boys lost to Blue Valley 55-52, while Lynn topped center 73-36 to advance to Monday's tip-off at second seed Axtell, who had a bye, along with top seed Hanover Byes, who had a bye and will host Victoria Monday. High school teams take a night off with 2A, 3A first-round games Thursday and Friday this week. Marysville girls tip off at Haven Thursday evening at 7, with the MHS boys Friday at Anthony Hopper Chaparral. Both games live on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1. Valley Heights boys at Valley Falls Thursday. Lady Mustangs host Jeff County North on Friday. That live broadcast on KNDY FM 95.5. A send-off for Marysville Wrestling, bound for the state tournament, planned Thursday afternoon at 1:45, with two boys and three girls qualifying for state. Kansas State men's basketball tonight will join pregame in progress following our evening news block, with tip-off set for 6 p.m.
KNDY.